Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy. You're listening to Who's Tuning On an African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. Today, our guest is the lovely and talented Miss Kennedy DeVoe from out in L.A. on the West Coast. Kennedy, how you doing today, sweetheart?
I am fine. How are you, Jeff?
I'm good. It's such a beautiful day here in South Florida. It's about 85, 90 degrees. I know the weather out in L.A. is great. How are you doing today?
Probably the same, because, you know, L.A. weather is always great.
All right. Well, that's what's up. Listen, once again, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I know you've been a guest on here before. You're one of our most popular guests that we've had here on Who's Who on African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm happy to have you back. We talked about you coming on a couple of weeks ago. I know you've been busy doing a lot of things, and I just want to say I'm glad you found the time out of your busy schedule, you know, to come and chat with, you know, people like me.
Don't make it seem like that. Now, you know, I got a real job besides, you know, the author thing, so I do stay busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, listen, I follow you on social media. You have a huge, huge following. A lot of people may not know exactly what it is that you do other than look beautiful and glamorous and always out and about and in the Bay Area. You know, I mean, other than that, is it that you do? We're going to talk about the books for a minute, but what is it that you do other than post these beautiful pictures all the time on social media?
You funny. Well, number one, I have a master's degree in human services, so I am a program director for a nonprofit agency in Los Angeles.
Wow, that's a very, very noble position. And a master's degree, wow, I get all these people on my show, and authors and writers are very, very talented people, but they're also very well educated, you know, bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, and PhDs. I find it very, very refreshing that you guys use that talent and that education to write, you know, these wonderful books, man. It really is nice to know that, you know, the people that are writing the books, some of them are very well educated and want to share that knowledge with us.
Well, thank you.
Enough about that and all those letters behind your name. Enough about that. Again, everybody, it's Kennedy DeVoe, an author from the West Coast, Los Angeles area. You may know her from some of her books that she has written. We're going to talk about a couple of those books. My personal favorite from all your books, I think it's the book that I first became aware of when I got introduced to you as an author, and that book is Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right, It Makes Us Even. Huge, huge book of yours, tons of reviews. And when I first saw the cover, I'm like, okay, she got this chain around the dude's neck, she's kicking him in the ass, whatever. I think she's another one of these ladies that's bashing men. But after reading the book, I realized that it was something more than that. It was basically a statement about relationships with men and women with that book. So people that don't know you, tell us a little bit about Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right.
Well, Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right is basically almost an autobiography about my dating experiences over the last 20, 25 years. The good, the bad, the ugly, the ups and the downs that go along with it, and just a lot of learning experiences. So when I wrote the book, I didn't expect for it to become an Amazon bestseller, but it turns out, you know, a lot of women could relate to a lot of things that were happening in the book. So I think that's where, you know, it took off, because women could really relate to it.
Right. Now, also with that book, you seem to take on a role as a relationship expert. I don't know, expert, but I remember that book coming out, you doing the Blog Talk Radio show. I think you may have also done book discussions, and there was a lot of talk about relationships. And people were really interested in what you had to say. Now, is that why you seem so outspoken and opinionated on relationships now?
I would say so. I mean, I wouldn't call me an expert, but some people do. But just because I've just been through so much. I used to call myself a serial dater. And by serial dater, I mean by, like, I would just jump out of one relationship and into the next and just not really give myself enough time to heal from the process of different things that happen from relationships. So I think that I am one to be able to speak about relationships because I've been through a lot of them. Now, that doesn't make me expert, though.
Well, I mean, listen, we're not mad at you for giving brothers a chance. You know, I admire women that date. I admire women that's like freeing up their time for those dudes who's waiting in line for the opportunity to go out with them. So if that's what you're doing, you know, my condolences going out to the dudes that lost out. But, you know, I'm tipping my hat to the next man in line as well.
Oh.
I tip my hat to the next man in line. Yeah. Now, as we keep on talking about your books, the next book, I believe, after that was With Friends Like These. Was that it?
Yes, With Friends Like These, Who Needs Enemies.
Now, with that book, it was kind of a change of pace. It seemed like more of a women's book, more of a girl's book. You're talking about relationships and friendships that women had, some very loyal, some not so loyal, and how they deal with men and relationships, betrayal and jealousy. Tell us a bit about that book, because you kind of took a change of pace with that book. Tell us a bit about that book, With Friends Like These, Who Needs Enemies?
Well, I definitely wanted to change that the pace. As a writer, you don't want to keep writing about the same things, and I would hope that my readers wouldn't want to continue to read about the same things. So I definitely changed up the pace with the second book. And what made me really want to write it was just based on, you know, my social media interactions with, you know, some of my supporters and readers. And it just seemed like a lot of females was, like, having issues with their female friends. And it's not anything that any of us haven't gone through. You know, sometimes we end up still being friends with people, or we cut ties with others. So I just see it as an opportunity just to discuss some of the things that I have been through with some of my friends. But the book is not all, you know, truth like Two Wrongs was. It's probably 80%.
Well, the book did very well. I love the reviews. I think I reviewed that book as well. Actually, I think I read a review with DJ Gass's book club, all of your books. You're one of our most popular authors, not just a personal friend, but I'm definitely a fan of your work.
Oh, so, thank you.
Yeah. Now, you know, and you travel a lot promoting your book. I see you with book clubs and, you know, avid readers all the time. You know, every time I turn around, well, maybe not so much lately because, we'll talk about your latest book or the last two books in a minute. But you were very active with the first two books and even the third book. How has your relationship been with readers and book clubs and promoting your book, you know, out in L.A.?
I would say it has been exceptional with the first two books. I think that for the third book, I probably didn't promote it as much as I did the other books due to personal reasons that were going on with me. So that's why you probably haven't seen me a whole lot with different book clubs over this last year. I had to kind of like just take a step back from being Kenny DeVoe, the author, for a second.
But you did. You had some, you were very active promoting a book. So I understand you went to the Harlem Book Fair a few years ago. Actually, I was supposed to meet you finally at long last at the Harlem Book Fair, and that's the one year that I didn't go.
Right.
How was that experience at the Harlem Book? I saw the pictures. I saw everybody that you met. I was like, wait, this is, I'm supposed to be there. I'm supposed to be in some of those pictures. I was supposed to meet her, but I didn't. How was that experience going to New York at the Harlem Book Fair, promoting your book and introducing yourself on the East Coast as an author?
Well, I would say it was a great experience. That wasn't my first time in New York. That was actually my second time in New York, but that was my first time at the Harlem Book Fair. And I would say it was a great experience. It was a heat wave that weekend, which made it exceptionally hot. I almost died out there trying to sell some books. But I was determined because I had came from such a long way to make sure that, you know, I was able to reach out to readers who didn't know who Kenny DeVoe was. And so I made sure that I didn't take a bathroom break and that I didn't eat anything. All I had was water the whole day. And I sold about 25 books that day. And that was pretty good for someone that they didn't know.
Okay. Well, being from New York, man, we love the West Coast. We love the authors out there. It was really, really refreshing to have someone like you at the Harlem Book Fair. Even though I wasn't there, I did get some positive feedback on you and your appearance at the Harlem Book Fair. I think they're looking forward to you coming back again. They're looking forward to having you there again.
Well, my goal is to get back next year.
All right. Well, there's, you know, and there's other literary events that go on. I don't even live in New York. We'll get back to that in a minute. But once again, it's Who's Who, an African American Blog Talk Radio show. It's your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy, also known in some places as the voice of African American literature. And today, our guest is the lovely and talented Miss Kennedy DeVoe. I just had to reintroduce you for those people who may be just joining in. Now, earlier we spoke about your first two books, did very well on Amazon, tons of reviews, and you're still continuing to write. Now, before we talk about, I think you have another book out there, but the last novel that you wrote was just Can't Do Right. Mm-hmm. Now, what Just Can't Do Right sends you back with one of your favorite topics, men, and it's just with it, and you talk about some guy named Gino.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this book took kind of a different turn. I mean, first book was kind of lighthearted. This one, you know, you took on, you know, this dude who so-called player. That's just what I did. What happened? Hold on one second.
Okay.
I'm actually doing the show with my daughter here. So let me take care of them real quick. All right, yeah. All right, now we got rid of them. I have these huge attack dogs that kind of like secure my house and make sure nobody gets in. Anyway, they were out there barking. The second book,
okay.
Just Third Can't book. Do Right Again, is about the young man who, player, who ends up in prison, goes to jail. So tell us a bit about that book and how you came about that particular topic for that character.
Well, Just Can't Do Right is actually my favorite book out of all the books that I've written. It's fictional with sprinkles of truth here and there, but it's really fictional. And the character came about from my ex-boyfriend, who I titled Garen in the first book. But In this book, he was Gino. So the character really came from him, but he never went to jail or anything like that. Let's just clarify that. But the character came from him because when we were dating, he just kept doing things that were not, you know, okay when you are in a relationship. And I just kept telling him, you just can't do right. And so that's how the title of the book came about and how the synopsis, not the synopsis, but basically the character and his character traits came about. Because in the book I did discuss that, you know, he thought that cheating was in his bloodline. And that's how, you know, Garen used to say that, you know, because he cheated, it was just in him because his dad used to cheat. And so that's where basically, you know, the storyline came from. And so I just started writing. It turned out to be very therapeutic for me because at the time I was dealing with us breaking up. So I was just able to write a fictional
story. Yeah, very, very interesting book. When I read it, I'm like, okay, all right, this dude sounds real typical. You know, men always want to justify their indiscretions in some kind of way. You know, I love you, but I just made love to her. Don't make this little love for her mess up what we have. And brothers always try to justify indiscretions, particularly in a relationship. But, you know, now the other thing that happens with you and all your books and descriptions is that she's so beautiful. She's so sexy. Aww. She's so attractive, so alluring. But, and she's dating and things, you know, aren't going well. Let me just say this. Well, sometimes when brothers dating these beautiful women, they don't know how to do right. They don't know how to hold on to her. You know, they don't know how to treat a woman a lot of times. You know, and that's just for them brothers out there. You know, kudos to them dudes out there that just don't know how to do right. You get a beautiful girl, try to get a successful woman, and you just don't know how to, you know, change your ways in order to keep her. Enough about those losers. Enough about those losers. Anyway, I love the books. I love the titles.
Thank you.
I love, you know, your sense of humor and the way you approach the whole idea of writing books. I think it's very refreshing. And you're open and honest about, you know, where your inspiration comes from. And relationships is something that we all are caught up in, whether they're good or bad, whether they're short or whether they're long-lasting. And, again, it's just very refreshing to have you writing about that. You, though, are so outgoing. Every time I look on social media, you're up, you're out, you're enjoying yourself. You know, you celebrated your birthday for like a month. And, you know, I'm good. Like, okay, all right. She's always up and out anyway. The birthday is just another reason to take it to another level. Anyway, happy belated birthday. I didn't get a chance to tell you in person. I think I texted you or inboxed you. Happy birthday. How was your birthday this year? And these milestone birthdays, how was it? And, you know, how's your life changed since the season is over?
Well, I turned 41, and I would say my life is quite different than it was last year. Last year, when I turned 40, I actually had a boyfriend, and we were together for a year, and then I found out, you know, there were some infidelities in the relationship. So, hey, I know it's not me. But you know what? One day it'll make for a great book. But yeah.
Okay. All right. So you should have made this year alone because once again, the kind, loving woman that you are, you gave a man an opportunity to date, to go out with you, and share, you know, some precious moments together. It didn't work. You moved on.
Right.
Now, you recently, and I hate to speak about anything that goes on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, and very rarely do I talk about anything on Facebook except business. Following you, like I do, on social media, which I probably need to stop. But you made the post. You know, I don't want to feel like a stalker. No, I follow a lot of people on social media, you know, and I don't want to feel like a stalker. But you made a post, very interesting comment about when you're in relationships, people always want to pursue you. People always want to comment. You know, you're lovely, you're beautiful. If you weren't seeing anybody, I'd take you out. I'm ad-libbing, paraphrasing now. But then when you're not in a relationship, those same people don't ask you out or don't, you know, invite you to go out on dates or anything like that. You want to elaborate on that? Because I've heard that before. Could you elaborate on that for my listeners? I think a lot of people don't really get that.
Sure. The quote that I put was, nobody wants you until somebody else has you, which is true. When I was dating last year, or in that relationship last year, I would tell you, like, people from 2000, 2005 was contacting me. And it was just like, you know, y'all coming out the woodwork, and now that I'm in a relationship. And where was y'all, like, years ago, you know what I mean, when I wasn't really dating, you know, or looking for somebody. And now all of a sudden everybody wants your attention. They want to call you. They want to text you. They want to email you. And it's, I think that sometimes people just have, like, a little sensor that goes off that now that the person who they was seeing before is now seeing somebody else. So then they start coming back around. So that was my point when I said that on social media the other day, because it's the truth. And now that I'm single, like, I can't find nobody to talk to. But not that I was
losing.
But not that I was entertaining the people who were coming back out the woodwork. Let's say that for the record. But it's just like, you know, they still come out the woodwork, but you don't have to talk to them.
So this was just another pretty much relationship tidbit for the ladies, I guess men as well. And, you know, it kind of plays to this thing that nobody wants you until somebody else does. But I'm like, well, wait a minute. She's always beautiful, sexy, and attractive.
Aww.
You know, always would want to date women, you know, like you. But the time to ask you out is not when you're actually in a relationship or going out with somebody. So all you brothers out there, you know, and I don't give relationship advice. But, yeah, you know, don't sweat her when she got a man. You know, any young lady, you know, don't be sweating when she got somebody. Now you're just playing yourself. You know, you're just trying to test your game, and that's not the right time to do it.
Exactly.
Now, I was emailed the question, texted a question to ask you about an R&B singer who you were rumored to be dating, or people thought you were dating. I don't know how it went. You know, this ain't the Wendy Williams show, and we don't really try to care about people's relationships. But there was one brother, you know, R&B singer, very popular, that you were rumored to be dating. Is there anything you want to say about that? Now, this is an old, old question, by the way.
I'll address it. I will address it. I know who you're talking about, and I will say we are just friends. We are only friends. When we met, that person was married. I was single. As time went along, that person became divorced, and I was in a relationship. So, unfortunately, the opportunities didn't present themselves at the right time. Now, they're divorced. I'm single. I don't know. And I'll leave it like that.
Okay, you know what? That's good. That way, for those brothers who were interested, who did, and thank you, my man, for emailing me that question. I have like a few questions. People say, "Yo, you gonna be interviewing? You gotta ask her this. You gotta ask her." I'm like, "Wait a minute, hold on. This ain't, you know, I'm not in a relationship show. We ain't trying to get off in nobody's business. You know, it is business. We talk about books. We talk about relationships. We talk about life, love, and the pursuit of happiness. But I'm not zeroing in on any personal issues. But I will say this." You know, I'm sad that you're not in a relationship. You know, I know how that is, particularly somebody, you know, like me who likes to be in a relationship, who wants to be in a relationship. You know, being single is not all that. No, it's cut out to be, it look like you're having fun, you know, girlfriends or your homeboys. But at the end of the day, you know, you want to have somebody you love and care about and spend, you know, those intimate moments with. So I get it. And it's just, again, it's very refreshing that you're open to talk about things like that. But I do have a couple of questions.
Okay.
The girls that you hang out with out west, the girls that you hang out with in L.A., I see you in some pictures with some beautiful, beautiful women. Some of your friends. Can you just give them a shout out so we'll at least know who some of their names are? Because I see these pictures, I'm like, oh, man. She hangs up with a beautiful group of girls. So can you just shout out some of your homegirls? Because I don't really know who they are, but I see the pictures. So I'm like, okay, they're living real good out there.
I'll give a shout out. I like to give a shout out to my A1 from day one, which is Roslyn, my cousin Nina, my cousin Crystal, my girl Kiki, my girl Sandy, my girl TJ and Lala. And I have so many friends, but those are probably the core people, so shout out to them.
Big shout out to that whole crew right there. I don't know them personally, would love to meet them. Very beautiful and interesting ladies out there. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, Who's Who, National American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. We're here with Kennedy DeVoe, author, relationship coach, inspiration to many. What else can I add on to that? Social media butterfly, because you have so many fans and followers, so many people, you know, like who you are, your presence, the way you carry yourself, your image, and it's very refreshing because a lot of times these days you get the rude, disrespectful, no class type of women, like the housewives shows, whether it's L.A., New York, or whatever. It's refreshing to see, you know, there are still beautiful, intelligent women with class and respect for themselves and others. Now you mentioned another book that you were working on or was released but not available today. Tell us a bit about that book and whether or not it will be available in the future. I think that book was written for aspiring writers and people who are interested in publishing books. Can you tell us a little bit about that book and what happened to it? Is it coming? Is it going?
No, it's here. It's here. It's actually on my website at www.kdevoe.com, and it can be purchased exclusively there. It's not on Amazon or Kindle or anything like that. You have to purchase it directly from my website. But it's called I'm Writing a Book, Now What? Because a lot of times you get people, especially when you're an author, that approach you and they want to know, you know, what's the process of writing a book or what happens after you're done writing a book or, you know, even when you're done writing a book, now what? And so that's how I came up with the process for the book, because of the fact that I also own a self-publishing company for publishing authors. So it goes hand in hand with our self-published service package that we offer to authors just to get them started. Because when I first came on board as an author, a new author, I didn't know, you know, all the games in the author world.
Okay.
And so I will say I got played the first time with the first book, but hey, it's a learning experience, and we live and we learn, we move forward. And so I do, you know, discuss some of the experiences that I've had as an author and how to evade those pitfalls just as well.
Okay. Well, yeah, very interesting book. Now I know where it is. I was looking at it for it on Amazon. I didn't find it. And it's called I Am Writing a Book, Now What? By Kennedy DeVoe.
Mm-hmm.
It's available at www.kdevoe.com. All right, Kennedy, you know, the show is only 30 minutes, and we covered a lot. But, you know, I could talk to you all day about life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and sunny weather, and things of that nature. But we got to go. Once again, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Now, before we go, do you have any events, book signings, or anything of that nature that people can look for you at out on the West Coast coming up?
No, not at this time. I'm sitting out 2016, but coming back with a bang in 2017.
All right. Is there any, well, you shouted out all your girlfriends. Big shout to that crew out there. You know, if I ever come out to L.A., I want to hang out with y'all. I'm going to hang out with the beautiful people, you know, Marina Del Rey, the restaurants. I mean, listen, I'm down here in Florida. It's all good, but it's a whole different vibe out there. The sun looks brighter. The smiles are bigger. I'm like, you know, L.A. is definitely somewhere I want to visit one day. But is there anybody you want to, you know, give a shout out to who's been inspirational in your career, who motivates you or inspires you before we go?
Just my mom. She's my number one fan. You know, no matter what I write, she'll let me know if she likes it or not, and she keeps it 100. So, you know, this time around, I try not to put that many cuss words in the book, so.
That's right. Keep it clean. That mom's reading. I think your mom's a very attractive young lady. I see where you get your style, grace, and good looks from. Big shout out to moms out there as well.
Thank you.
Okay, and for people who want to follow you on social media, where can they find you at? You know, give them your website and the social media platforms that you can be followed at.
Okay, well, I'm at www.kdevoe.com. I'm on, where am I at? On Facebook, under author Kennedy DeVoe, and Kennedy is spelled K-E-N-N-E-D-E-E, last name DeVoe, light spell Biv DeVoe, and I'm on Twitter under the same name, and I'm on Instagram at It Must Be KD.
I like that Instagram page, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I follow you. Well, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is the essentials if you're going to have a social media presence, particularly if you have a product or service that you want to advertise and promote. So you're in the right places, and you're doing the right thing. Kennedy, I love you. Please promise me you'll come on the show again if you're ever in the East Coast or South Florida. Please look me up. Holler at your boy.
I will. You know I will.
And, you know, we're going to shut it down. Again, you know, I'm always following you. And for everybody that's listening, follow me, DJ Gatsby, at www.whoswhoinafricanlit.com. That's my website. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DJ Gatsby X. And check out my YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/DJ Gatsby, for more, you know, on the fabulous one, Mr. Golden Sexy. All right, Kennedy, again, thank you so much for coming. God bless you and your family and all your readers and fans out there. We love your books. We love you. And keep doing what you're doing, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it, Jeff.
All right. So I love, baby. Once again, everybody, who's who? That's Wrinkle Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show, DJ Gatsby, Kennedy DeVoe. Peace. We out. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yo. about you and me. Let's talk about boxing stuff. Let's talk about making love. Let's talk about cherries on top. Girl, it's going down. I wanna talk dirty to you, baby, on the hotline.
Better
rhyme. Conversation underneath the sheet. You know me, Red Bull, like an energy. I'm a
friend. Girl, you know I'm putting down like a vet. Say the sound of my deep voice make her sweat. You call me by the M on the dot. Now I'm thinking about you.